It's Eurovision Song Contest Day in Malmo, with 26 nations taking part in the annual competition. Superfans Glenn, Ashley and Eve have travelled from Swansea to support the UK and Bonnie Tyler. Glenn, what do you make of Malmo so far? What do you think of the preparations?
Definitely when I got here this morning, there's certainly a buzz surrounding the area. It's completely different to anything I've expected before. Everyone's ready for the contest and yeah, you can certainly feel that when you're here.
And you've had a chance to watch some of the rehearsals, the semi-finals, the acts on the internet. What's your impression of the standard this year and who's got good entries, who's not so good?
I think the standard has definitely improved this year because I think countries know that they have to up their game somewhat. I find Italy's a good entry, Finland, and especially Georgia. Georgia really impressed me in the second semi-final, so definitely a contender for the victory, yeah.
Of course, some of the votes are decided by juries and songwriting experts, but a lot of it is how they perform on the night and how they're perceived. How much do you think the acts, the way they perform on stage, influences the juries at home? You know, if they have too many gimmicks, we've got the giant, we've got the girl coming from the glitter ball, or does it... Bonnie Tyler's a very simple song. How do you think the performance influences the voters at home?
Definitely. Before I came out here, I remember that Ukraine was one of the favourites to win, but then they introduced the giant and this big gimmick. And now people are shooing that entry away. I do believe it's more to do with how it's presented, the pyrotechnics, the camera angles. But I think that you do have to have a good song, as we've seen with Euphoria, with Satellite. The song does count, but I think the presentation does add to the performance.
And it's always controversial about who performs where in the final, with the notorious Kiss of Death first spot, or if you perform last for the national juries. Before it was a random order, now SVT, the Swedish broadcaster, has decided where everybody goes. Is that a good move or a bad move? They're doing it to keep the performances, yeah, you know, lively.
Definitely. It's a good move in one way, because they do want to make a better TV show. And I understand that point of view. They want to make it interesting to the audience. But at the same time, that fairness of the competition is rejected in a way. And if you've seen the running order, Denmark has been put in a position where countries normally win, and Norway has been put second to last. So, of course, people are going to question whether it is favouritism to the Scandinavian countries. But at the end of the day, I think if you have a good song and it's memorable and it's presented well, you do stand a good chance of winning.
Well, Glenn, you're the super fan, but you've dragged along your friends, Ashley and Eve. And Eve, let me ask you, is this all a bit crazy, or are you enjoying it as well?
I'm enjoying it. It's incredible. I love the fact that all these different nations are coming together and just enjoying one event. It's great. It's a really good buzz surrounding it, and I think we're going to have a brilliant day.
And Ashley, your thoughts? Are you such a super fan as Glenn?
Well, Glenn introduced me to Eurovision, but no, I'm really looking forward to tonight, so it should be a really good, interesting day anyway. New experience for all of us. So
great, thanks very much. And finally, from superfan Glenn, prediction for the top three tonight.
Oh god, that's put me on the spot. Germany, Denmark, possibly Georgia.
Somebody sounds like a Cascada fan.
It's a very, I mean, you can see that her experience shows on the stage, and she's known worldwide, so she definitely stands a chance.
Great, thanks very much, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.